All right, everybody find your seats if you would. We're going to resume. Praise the Lord. These things happen, and I'm just thankful to the Lord that He's kept us all safe. Amen. That's one of those Kentucky things. If you don't like the weather, you just stay for about 2 days. It'll change. All right? So could we just get our minds back on the Lord? Everybody move out of the foyers, please. It's not time for lunch yet. If you have children in the children's church area, their power did not go out. It just flickered. So the children are in great shape. We are in the center of this storm. The back half of it has yet to pass through. There may be a possibility that we may have to stop whatever's going on here at the pulpit and tell you if the storm intensifies, you will not be able to go out into the wing where the glass area is. You have to stay in this part. Brother Israel Sanders and our security and Brother Brim is over with your children, and they will manage them, and they will be taken care of if it were to get more severe. It's not expected at this time. And so let's just lift our hands and ask the Lord to help us to refocus as Brother Perry comes back to finish this great message today. Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you for keeping us safe. God bless your people. Strengthen and encourage. Keep our children. Keep our young people. Let the storm pass by. Speak peace to it today. In the name of Jesus, bless Brother Perry as he finishes his message today. In the name of Jesus, amen.
And so, where was I? I didn't come today to deal with the phonies. And I didn't come today to congratulate all you that have the great ideas about Christ. I didn't come to criticize, and I didn't come to commend. But this message today is a call to those who've yet to formulate any idea about Christ. You see, here under the sound of my voice today, I realize that I'm talking to second and third and fourth and even fifth generation Pentecostal Christians. I'm fully aware today that I'm not talking to the unlearned or to the ignorant. Yet I must not allow that fact to distract me from my fundamental task. You see, there are those Christians by birth among us who have yet to formulate an opinion about Christ. So today I didn't come to inform you. I really wanted to. I know this is a teaching session, but I didn't come to inform you about all the facts about Christ. I'm here to probe someone's belief system. My job is to reach for the undecided. My responsibility is to produce a response in those who have yet to respond. I'm seeking to affect those curious yet detached observers. Yeah, Brother Height was pulling for you last night, you curious, detached observers, you. The group that follows Jesus around because they like to see how he passes out bread. You see, everything said to this point has been with this group of individuals in mind. These rapid spoken words have been an earnest attempt to mirror the efforts, and I'm failing miserably, but to mirror the efforts of the blessed John the Baptist on that day whenever he looked after he'd been done baptizing in Bethabara, and here came Jesus, and all of a sudden realization came to the blessed forerunner, and he said, "Behold, there he is. Look at him. He's among us." My friend, I want you to know I don't have the visual aid John the Baptist did. I don't have the physical Jesus in front of you today, but he is here nonetheless. He moves, he speaks, he touches, he works, he presents himself in a tangible way. I've been seeing it this whole meeting. Jesus is here. Certainly, I could provide you with credible sources to support these rather extravagant claims. Scriptures could be quoted. Commentators and scholars could be cited. Articles of faith could be declared. I almost even asked these brethren up here, I almost called several of them and got their opinion on Christ.
But as I was praying and meditating on this, and I realized that my target audience today is the undecided, suddenly I realized that it's not the opinions of the preachers that we need. It's not the opinions of the scholars we need. It's not even the articles of faith and the church constitution and bylaws that we need to read today. But there's a group here that you're the ones. I'm looking for your opinion. I'm looking for your verdict. What do you think about Christ? Who is he to you? You see, the questions in the text are pointed and they're personal. They're formulated to produce a response. They demand an answer, a verdict. Admittedly, this group that I'm focusing upon would rather not be focused upon. No, they'd rather remain comfortably anonymous. It's easy to do in a meeting like this. Haltingly, they remain undecided. Nevertheless, the words that Christ uttered so long ago echo from the past to boom in the present. What do you think I am? Who do you say I am? Well, what's your conclusion? What do you believe? You see, now we've come down to it. Obviously, I'm pressing for a decision. My desire is for a positive answer. I'm looking for some Peters. Huh? Now listen, from this point, for the last 2:45 that I'm up here, I need those of you that believe in the deity of Christ to get on board with me, because I'm about to make an appeal. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God, and you Bible school students, OBI and export folks, you're taught this early on. But if you believe in the deity of Jesus, I need you to help me here, because there's some that aren't sure what they believe. And I just want to be transparent with you today. When I look at those folks that are undecided, I scratch my head and I wonder why. After hearing what they've heard, why haven't they come to a conclusion? After seeing what they've seen, why haven't they made a decision? After being in the atmosphere that they've been in, why haven't they come to a verdict? The uncommitted are always a wonder to me. But soon, however, why gives way to how? Instead of just wondering why they're like they are, I wonder how that they can go from being in a neutral, non-committed position into a place where they say, I believe in the deity of Jesus. I believe he is. Is the Son of the living God. Let me just say, it's not more definitions, descriptions, and declarations that they need. Songs and sermons won't do it either. Even being in attendance at PFYC won't do it. What these souls need is a personal, dynamic, divine encounter with the Son of the living God. Peter said, we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ. Thomas said, I'm not going to believe until I put my hands on him, till I see him. But after he had that encounter, he was left saying, my Lord and my God. Amen. Quickly, I close. 12 years ago, I knew a boy that was a Christian by birth. Church was his culture. Services, revivals, youth camps, camp meetings, he was there. Sit under preaching like we heard on hell and trembled just like Felix. I mean, just in situations where the power of God moved. In services last night where Brother Height is preaching for a response, and he would go forth and make a little effort, a little casual response. And yet, and truly, he never really believed anything. He was just there. But could I tell you, 12 years ago, on a hot summer night, about 11:30 at night, suddenly there came a divine, tangible representation that Jesus manifested himself to that boy, and because of that, I believe in the deity and the sonship of Jesus Christ. That's what we need in this generation, a generation of young people whose belief is rooted in an experience. Lift your hands right now. I don't expect the undecided to be lifting their hands. But those of you that are decided, show them what it means to believe in Jesus. Hallelujah.